You've heard me call 2018 the year of the voice. Well, on today's episode, I'm talking about how you'll make your voice matter in 2018. Don't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm Tracy Goodwin, and I'm your host. So glad you're here with me today. I value you so much and enjoy sharing this time with you. I love this podcast and I love hearing from my listeners. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you for your shares and your downloads and for all of you that have emailed me and sent me comments or questions or things that you would like to learn. I value that. I really value you. And I would love to ask a favor of you. If any of you would be willing to leave me an honest review on iTunes. I would be so grateful. And when I get your review, I'm going to give you a shout out here on the show. Today, we're going to talk about how you'll make your voice matter in 2018. But before I really get into the show, I just want to share with you a little bit about the trajectory of how I'm going to use my voice in 2018. And That is one of the ways I'm going to use my voice, is giving you some shout outs here on the show, doing shows that really answer your questions. The format will stay the same on the show, but I'm kind of starting back at the beginning in a way. My whole concept, my two principal concepts this year in voice are getting people whatever it takes to use their voice, and that every voice matters. Everybody deserves to be heard. That's really the core right there. So the first part, the first part of the year, and not forever, but for a while, I'm going to be talking about more conceptual things, why your voice matters, why it's such a huge deal that people don't feel heard. More conceptual concepts. But then I have a whole list of questions. I'm going to do a whole series of answering questions that people have sent in. A lot of it's really technical stuff, like, how do I know if my voice isn't flowing out? What are some breathing exercises that I can do? What can I do about the fact that my voice is always flat? How do I deal with being quiet all the time? How do I get my voice out? So that is where I'll go next, is answering listeners' questions. And then I'm, of course, going to teach principles and things that come up on a regular basis. I always follow the lead of my clients. I have noticed over the years that at any given time, whoever I'm working with, they always kind of seem to be dealing with the same struggles and issues. Their psychology of the voice, getting their voice out, being heard. I'll follow that lead again, and I'll pull nuggets from my own experiences, what I see continually showing up, and do episodes on that. So it's going to be an exciting year. I've got incredible guests lined up. I will continue to do an episode a week of me teaching and an interview episode a week. And of course, that can shift a little bit here and there, but I actually am thinking about bumping up to 3 shows a week for a little while. You know, I lost a couple of months. I lost the whole show. I lost the whole show several months ago. And of course, you can't even imagine my devastation. I don't know if I've talked about this, but this show is everything to me. Now that was dramatic. Let me rephrase. I love this show very much. It is a wonderful platform for me to use my voice in a way that matters by helping you. And that's what it's all about for me, is touching one life, transforming one life, changing one person so that they can feel heard. And I lost the whole show. And I'm not going to go into the details of the whole experience, but it was really disheartening to have been taken down this road. And if you noticed the inconsistencies in the show, most of the time for the last 6 months, my feed was down. And it was very, very frustrating. I would start a series, and I'll do more series this year. And I couldn't roll it out. I'd get one episode up, two episodes up, couldn't roll it out. So it was a wonderful learning experience, but created so much inconsistency for the show. So thank you for sticking with me. Thank you for hanging in there. So I've really got an exciting year planned, and I'm thinking three shows to catch up on so many shows that I missed with the feed being down, which is where I was going with that. But I've got a couple of really unique twists in my career that I want to share with you. The show will stay up. The show will continue. I'm going to continue doing one-on-one work with clients. I will always do that. I will continue doing work with corporations. I have one course that I'm going to roll out. It's a group course, Reclaim Your Real Voice. And I have one mastermind group that I'm rolling out. And I think that's it. Not a lot of launches, not a lot of pitches, not a lot of selling. You know, if you're ready to go to the next level. So I have those three opportunities for you to work with me one-on-one in the small group course, which is a really cool course that I've put together. And then in a very small mastermind group. And the links are in the show notes. Please check that out because I really want to help you get into the power of your voice. So that's the end of the pitch. I'm heading down the road to how will you make your voice matter? One of the things that I'm doing, and this is my first request, I'm giving this information to you first. I want to hear from you first. I'm planning a documentary. You've heard me throw out a few nuggets about I've been doing a lot of research about not feeling heard, and my research is staggering and exciting, and I can't wait to get it out to the world. So I'm doing a documentary on the ramifications of people when they don't feel heard, and it's everything from CEOs to homeless people and everything in between, and the devastating effects of not being heard. So here's where you come in. I would love to hear your story of a time when you did not feel heard. Maybe it was your childhood. Maybe it was last week. Maybe it was in graduate school. Maybe it was at your company. Maybe it was with your boss. And I would love to hear your story. I'd love for you to send me a video. It does need to be video. And if you are interested in learning about the details of this because you'd like to share your story, there is a link in the show notes. Click on that link and you'll find out exactly what I need. But a big part of the documentary is going to be made up of videos from people sharing their stories about times that they did not feel heard and what came out of that. So I wanted to share that with you first. I can't wait to hear your stories. But, you know, I think that the point I want to drive home in today's episode is how are you going to make your voice matter in 2018? I'm calling 2018 the year of the voice. You've heard me say that. I'm no Time magazine, but it's time. Boy, everybody's talking about it, right? You hear everybody talking about it. And I've really watched closely over the last year and seen so many people come to the place of using their voice in my own work with people, but in the world in general. And the Me Too movement, of course, was a big catalyst in this, but I think it's bigger than that. I think it expands beyond that. I've known my whole life how powerful our voices are. They are the instrument that people determine everything about us from. They are the way that we express ourselves. They are the way we reveal who we really are. And so I've really waited for this moment for a long time. About 10 years ago, I remember watching as everybody stopped communicating and stopped using their voice. I call it the great disconnect. And from that came a negative use of voice, a way of talking to people that we had never really we really hadn't talked to people that way on such a huge level before. And I think, and this is not to bash the internet, but I think that's what spawned it, this ease in chewing people out and saying horrible things and then just unfriending them and just clicking off. So we went from pretty good communication, really great use of our voice for most people, many people, getting the words out there, not always, but we had no choice but to use our voices, to completely shutting down, completely stop talking, to then moving into a negative phase. And now we've circled back. We've come full circle. And we live in a time where we've got these social media platforms. Never in the history of my life have I seen so many opportunities for us to use our voice in ways that matter. Video, podcast, audio, writing, of course. Yet what's fascinating, and this is just a little derailment, and this is what's in the documentary, we've got more opportunity to use our voice than ever in the history of our lives, and yet nobody feels heard. But we've come back full circle. We've bounced back, and people have the courage, or people are getting the courage to use their voice and to use their voice for good. People from all walks of life have seen that their voice matters, and it's powerful. And because I believe that everybody's voice matters, I believe that you and everybody else need to use your voice, one, for your own personal freedom and your own transformation of life, but for what you can do to other people, for other people. It is crucial to share your goals, your dreams, your ideas, your stories for your own benefit, but one voice, one story, having the courage to share and use your voice can change a life. It can give the courage that somebody else needs to use their voice. And that, for me, was the most important thing that came out of the Me Too movement. There were a lot of important things that came out of that. But by one person having the courage to use their voice, all of a sudden, everybody felt safe enough to use their voice. So you give courage when you use your voice, but you also have the power to transform lives. And when I talk about transforming lives, I want to talk about two different things. One, how you actually use your voice to speak to people. The tone, the level of kindness, the level of empathy, the level of understanding. Are you empowering them with your words and your tone? Are you the only person that is being kind to them in your words and tone? That can change a life. I don't know whether it's because I'm a voice coach and I am hyper, hyper, flippin' freaking aware of every single sound I hear. Really, it's kind of exhausting. But I'm aware of every single tone that every single person speaks to me. And the negative tones still cut me to the core. And I work over time to come right back with a positive tone, with a positive word, regardless of how I'm spoken to. That eventually breaks people. That event, and I don't mean that in a negative way, that eventually changes people. We have to be the book we want them to read. We have to be the light. We have to be the example. So simply by the way that you use your voice, you can touch emotions or not. You can touch emotions. And when you touch emotions, you compel people to take action, whether it's to buy your product or to change the way they're treating people or who knows what. That's one reason to use your voice in a way that matters. How are you talking to people at work? How are you talking to people in your daily rounds? How are you talking to your family? Are you wounding them or are you empowering them? Are you touching their lives, touching their emotions, transforming them? That's a way you can use your voice to make a difference, to matter. The other way is in simply sharing your story because it can encourage someone. And when I say story, I don't necessarily mean the nitty-gritty of your story. It could be information. It could be teaching. It could be details. I talked about this in several other episodes, which means it really had an impact on me, the conversation that I had with that business coach. And he learned part of my story, and he was like, whoa, do you have any idea how many people you can inspire and encourage with your story? The same is true for you. You've heard me say this. You are someone's answer. You are someone's answer. They believe they're a problem. They have a problem. You are their answer. The fact that you are two steps ahead of them is what they need to know to keep them going. Well, if he did it, well, if she did it, I can do it too. Wow, his story is just like mine. Whoa, I can't believe how much I can relate to her. And look where she's at. She inspires me. She encourages me to keep going when I really don't know that I want to go anymore. That is the way that we use our voices to matter. How we teach people. Do we just blow them off? Do we get irritated when it becomes necessary to go the extra mile at work to explain how something is? Those are so important, such important ways that you can use your voice to matter. But there's even more. There are even more ways you can make a difference with your voice because you can stand up for something you believe in. You can protect someone who is weak. You can defend what's right and wrong rather than just looking away and then having that fact that you didn't use your voice eat at you. You know that feeling? Oh my gosh. Wait till I do the boundaries and voice episode. But you inspire others with your stories. Everybody's had adversity. I got a pretty good dose of it all along the way. I don't regret a minute of it because it's been my life's work. I wouldn't be able to share the things I can share with you about voice if I hadn't gone through every single piece of it. Our voices make a difference. They are the most powerful tool we have. More powerful than your copy, more powerful than your PR agent. Sorry if any PR agents are listening. More powerful than anything is your voice and how you use it. It is the instrument in which you share your message. And a lot of that has to do with words, but a whole lot of it is, like I mentioned, about the way you speak those words. And we've got to find the courage. This is the moment. It's like, I don't feel like it's a window of opportunity that's going to close because things just don't work that way. It's not like video came and went. Video is here and it's getting bigger. The visibility on video. It's not like podcasting came and went. It's getting bigger. That's how I feel about voice and people using their voice. Confidently and in a captivating way. So we need to find the courage to speak. It's essential. Now more than ever, it's time. The window has opened. I've been waiting my whole career for this moment. When people recognize, and of course, I mean, a lot of people always have because I work with a lot of people and I've worked with people for 28 years. But now the world sees the power of the voice. As we reveal who we really are, as we step into that vulnerability and reveal who we really are, we now can use our voice to make a difference. And it doesn't have to be as dramatic as the Me Too movement. It can literally be how you speak to the guy at the water cooler. It can literally be how you talk to your assistant. It can be how you talk to your boss. If you're a boss, it can be how you talk to your people. I listened to a podcast the other day and the guy was talking, it was great. I'm going to actually see if I can get him on the show. He was talking about working for people that yell all the time and how he finally said to the guy, look, this isn't okay. I'm not going to work for you if you're going to yell all the time. He had to use his voice. And he said everything changed. The guy didn't even realize he was yelling all the time. People don't know. We have to use our voice to teach people how to treat us. We have to collaborate. We have to use that's voice. Collaboration is in voice. So who are you speaking to and how are you speaking to them? What is it that you go home at night and you wish you had said? You ever get in a row with somebody? And this isn't the best example, but I think about this all the time. You get in a little I'm not sure how you say that. Tit for tat, a little spat. That's what I'm looking for, spat. And then you get in your car and you're like, oh, I wish I'd said, or, you know, maybe you have an argument with your spouse and you walk out, oh, I wish I'd said, next time I'm going to say that. Let's start saying those things. We just need to say them beautifully, right? We just need to say them beautifully. And what does that mean? That means say what you need to say. Don't hold your words in. Don't walk away wishing you had said something. Don't do it. Just don't do it. But say it in kindness and love and integrity, using a lot of the tools that I've taught you here on this podcast over the last 2 years. Because you can say anything you want if you know how to say it. So we can change our lives. We can transform our lives by using our voice. I see it happen with every client I've ever worked with, every participant of every class I've ever taught. You change your voice as you transform your life. And we can be the beacons that can transform other people's lives by showing them how much their voice matters, how much our voice matters. So I want you to think about that. And I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know how you're going to make your voice matter in 2018. I would also love to have you in my documentary. A time when you didn't feel heard, when your voice mattered to you, but it didn't matter to anyone else. Time and time again, my heart is broken with clients in front of me that have said, and not everybody, but it happens a lot, I just stopped talking because nobody was listening. Wow. Wow. We need to change that. Me and you. Let's take on the world. You ready? I'm ready. It's the year of the voice. I said so. Okay? So that's it for today. I want to hear how you're going to use your voice. If you want to find out how to submit your story for the documentary, just make sure you click the link in the show notes. You can also find out over at the website, captivatetheroom.com. Well, it's not going to be up on the website yet because I'm telling you first. So yeah, definitely click the link in the show notes. All right. So that's it for today. Have a great 2018. We're doing it this year. It's time. Get on video. Get on the podcast. I'm going to run some series on those things. I'm going to help you out. I'm here for you. Let me know what you need. Email me. And until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.